Hello and welcome to a very special episode of The Laydown. My name is Ryan and wow, I'm so excited to bring you this interview with Max Greenfield. You may recognize Max Greenfield as Schmidt from New Girl, but in this episode we are discussing his new picture book that he's written. It's called I Don't Want to Read This Book, and it is awesome. It is such a cute book. I gave it to my toddler and she loved it, so two thumbs way, way up. I had such a great time chatting with Max. I love this book and I loved this interview, so without further ado, here is my chat with Max Greenfield.
Hi, Max Greenfield. How are you?
I'm doing very well now.
Excellent. Now that you're here, the highlight of your day.
That's right.
So you wrote an amazing picture book. Tell us all about it.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for calling it amazing.
It is.
I sort of feel the same way. yeah, so the book is called I Don't Want to Read This Book. It's a wildly long story, but I'll save it. The inspiration from the book came from my own experience as a parent and as a reluctant reader myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd spend 30 minutes with my children every night in their rooms going, okay, well, what are we going to read before bed? And we'd go through the shelf, of which we had many books on, and each one was somehow worse than the next, and they didn't want to read any of them. And after a certain amount of time, you're like, well, now it's time to go to bed, and we've read nothing. We've just argued.
We've wasted story time.
What just happened? So when the opportunity to write a children's book came about, I said, well, if I was going to do one, it would be called I Don't Want to Read This Book, and it would be all the reasons why I don't want to read a book. So I thought that maybe the children will have read a book. And then I pitched that idea to my agent who then was like, hey, can I take this out? And I go, yeah, sure. And I thought, you know, I actually think that's a pretty good idea. It's a shame nothing's ever going to happen with it. And he came back like 2 days later and went, so Penguin would like to make the book. And I went, you've got to be kidding me. I have so many screenplays that are just, have had such a different reaction. Yes, that's the exact response. Still waiting to hear about those, by the way.
Maybe now that you're a wildly successful published author.
maybe they'll revisit some of those screenplays that at first glance they and I quote just didn't get.
Oh no. Wrong audience. Just the wrong audience.
I mean, maybe.
That's amazing. Well, I have a 4-year-old and I can attest that she's a big fan of this book.
Ah, yes.
And she actually is, she loves reading, you know, which I think is a required personality trait when you're being raised by a bookseller, but she really, we read this the other night and she was like giggling at every page. Like she understood the humor of it. She was like, oh, this is funny.
Oh, good.
So
good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a couple of friends who have already bought it. One of whom lives in Australia and she bought it from my bookstore. So I shipped your book halfway across the world. So that was fun.
Amazing.
Yeah. So this started because your kiddos were reluctant readers. And did I read that you were also homeschooling them during the pandemic? How did that go?
Terribly.
Yeah.
So bad.
How old are they?
Well, my daughter is now 11. So let's say she's probably 9. Ish,
okay.
Maybe 10.
Okay.
Probably 10, when it was all sort of happening.
Yeah.
Specifically the homeschool stuff. You know, the first round of homeschooling was, you know, the second half of a year, and it happened so quickly that nobody was prepared for it.
Right.
And so that's when it really fell on our shoulders, as opposed to into the next school year, where they had figured it out a little bit more, and that was just, I mean, there was the problem with the first version of homeschooling, which was she had, my daughter had me as a teacher, which was worst case scenario. And then there was the second version where she didn't need me anymore, but that version was just so deeply lonely. And it was a real bummer. The whole thing was, and she's back in school now, and it is night and day.
Yeah.
And thank God, because you got to the end of that run of online learning, and you thought, I hope the character changes in my daughter are a result of the current situation and are amendable.
Yes.
Because this is scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And luckily, you know, she got back in school and she's with her friends again, and she has rebounded quite quickly. Thank
God. Excellent. That is very good to hear. Yeah. It's been a rough time. Do your kids like the book?
Love the book.
Oh, good.
Well, what was cool about it is, you know, I wrote it during that lockdown. And once, you know, once Penguin said yes, I went, oh my God, I have to write this book. and it was a daunting moment, but also made me then sort of tap into my own experience as a reluctant reader. And I went, oh, I know this book through and through.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my daughter is also not always down to read.
Yep.
So we would have discussions and I would run things by her. And it became a really fun discussion between the two of us and some of her friends. You know, it was also during that time, like the kids in the neighborhood go on these bike rides and they would all meet up in front of my house and I would, you know, read drafts to them.
That's amazing.
And they would give me notes and they'd be like, I don't know.
The source.
Yeah.
I love that. Your own little like beta readers right there in the neighborhood.
Well, it was cool. You know, one of the big discoveries of doing that was there was a version of the book in the beginning where the ending of the book sort of identified that the reader had just read a book. And I could see that they did not like that, and it didn't land in the way that I wanted it to.
Okay.
And it made me realize, like, oh yeah, that's right. Like, this book shouldn't be a trick.
Right. Yes.
Like, I don't want this to, like, this is the book where we get over on you, and the parents win or the teachers win. We've gotten you to read a book when you said you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wanted this to really like be true all the way through to the experience of a reader who really is either a reluctant reader or somebody who really is challenged by reading.
Yeah.
And so at the end, you know, being exhausted and being miserable and needing some space after finishing it is exactly where we want to be.
Yeah. No, I love that. Yeah, I love that, the needing some space. And then there's the page that just says, some space.
So good.
I love that. I love that.
That was all Mike Lowry who illustrated the book.
I mean, he did a great job.
The words were in there, but I had never envisioned it being outer space.
Yeah, it's so perfect.
It was my favorite part of the process. When he sent that in, I went, oh my God.
That must be so cool to have this idea and like have the words and put it out and then have it come back with the illustrations. Like, did some of them line up with sort of what you'd envisioned? Did you have like a back and forth with like ideas of what it could look like?
It was a really real, I never did give any sort of idea what I thought it should look like. Mike was on it from day one. And then it was just sort of a little bit of a back and forth. And obviously Penguin was leading this, but it was, what if we change this, or what if this, it was more it was more editing than anything else.
Yeah. Little tweaks.
Yeah, totally. 'Cause the one thing I really was adamant about was that the book should always be readable.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to get so creative with the illustrations that it becomes confusing, as a piece of literature.
Right. Right.
And so I think Mike did such a great job of really making the book a readable book.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's very easy to read with kids, I think probably of any age. But in particular, like with my 4-year-old, she can like sit there and follow it and understand. And for the listeners, it's very cool. It's like you kind of break down all of these sort of like issues that kids have when they are a reluctant reader. It's like, oh, there's too many words. Oh, there's, I hate sentences. Sentences are the worst. Oh God, paragraphs. I can't handle paragraphs. Oh my God, chapters. Like, and it just builds. And, but each thing that they're talking about, it becomes that thing. And so they kind of like get over the hurdle a little bit, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. And I think so many, you know, these children's books in general are really conversation starters. Mm-hmm. And that's my hope with this book is that, and one of the best responses that we've gotten so far, it's been overwhelming to a degree, is from teachers who are really utilizing the book as a tool in their classroom and doing exactly what you just said, on one level, breaking down the structure of a book, but on another level, communicating to potentially a child who doesn't like to read or is having trouble reading or having difficulty reading or maybe is behind where the other kids are. Like this idea that it's okay to not want to read. Yeah. We get it. You're gonna figure out how to read. Like that you're on your own. You're on your own pace. But you know, sort of it goes away. And again, if the book was in any other format than a book, I think the idea would be problematic. But breaking down this idea that I think is kids are overwhelmed with, which is you have to fall in love with the beauty and wisdom and magic of reading.
Right.
And which I understand.
That's daunting.
Yes, totally. And you're like, it's coming at you from all these different angles. And you're at an age where you're really learning to compare yourself to other kids and seeing certain kids who are like, I've read 3 Harry Potter books. And you're like, I can't get through the first chapter.
Right.
And, you know, if you're a 7-year-old, you're an 8-year-old, you're a 9-year-old, you're in that age range, you're going to think, am I stupid?
Right. Yeah.
And that's going to have a big effect on you. And my hope is this book starts a conversation that allows you to feel okay about where you are with reading.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I think that's so important for that age group, for any age group, really. I think that can help the parents out who are trying to instill a love of reading, but they themselves are reluctant readers. Like, I think this is good for them as well.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, the adult version of the book is I don't want to read this email.
This email does not find me well. Thank you.
That's right.
Well, I know you have to hop up in a second, but before we wrap up, I imagine, are you still a reluctant reader? Have you found your own love of reading?
I love the audiobooks.
Me too. You love audiobooks.
And now, I think they've taken sort of a page from the podcast world, and they're starting to really produce some of these audiobooks. And it's unbelievable.
Have you listened to The City We Became?
No.
Have to listen to that one. It's the most well-produced audiobook I've ever listened to. It's incredible. N.K. Jemisin. It's about New York and it's sci-fi and it's incredible. And there's like really subtle musical cues and it's incredible. Yeah.
I love that. And it's interesting, you know, when you have difficulty reading, what'll happen is you're concentrated so hard and focused so hard just on the process of reading, you're not retaining any of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I will listen to a book, I find I get all of it.
Yep.
And I'm not going, wait, where was I again? Or who's this character they're now talking about?
Yep.
And I have to go back and Oh, you read that? Yeah. Yes. Yes. I read the book. It took
100%.
Seven and a half years.
We are big fans of audiobooks here. Libro FM helps sponsor our podcast. So we are big proponents of audiobooks here. So
no,
it absolutely counts as reading.
My God.
Well, I know that you have a very busy day, so I will let you go. But Max, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was great.
This was awesome. Have an awesome day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Huge thanks again to Max Greenfield for joining me on the podcast. I Don't Want to Read This Book is available now, and I'll put the link in the show notes. You can email us about the podcast at thelaydownpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is gibsonsbookstore.com, and we're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and I'll put all those links in the show notes. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll know when we upload our next episode, and consider leaving us a nice review. Until next time, we'll see you in the stacks. Bye!